Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I'd like to welcome you to the new year. Happy, 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 happy new year, everyone. And today's show is, are you on track? Have you begun the new year as you've intended? On this fourth day of the year, are you on track? We have two callers, 616 and 347. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, I'm Cindy in Boston.
Cindy in Boston?
Yep.
Great. Welcome, welcome. And 347?
Hi, this is Glenn Greenwich. Hey, Cindy. Hey, Clara. What's up?
Hey, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What's up, Cindy?
Hey, everything.
good to hear you.
Yeah.
Wow. So I guess we will, one of the things that I'd like to do is just recite the declaration of the International Black Summit as a place to start for this new year. It's been a really, really wonderful new year so far. It's only been, 4 days now?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's been a month. I don't know how it's going for everyone else, but that's how it's occurring for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We care that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, and all over this wonderful world, January 4th, 2009. Yeah. So I guess I'd like to start off, did anyone make any goals for the new year that you can share?
We can just speak up. This is my first time on.
Yes, please. Cindy?
Interactive. Okay. Yep. Well, I made goals at the end of last year, which are now coming to fruition, and one is to get a job. And I start my job tomorrow. So now the goal is to keep a job. Keep a job, you know, and build it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was to become healthier every more and more. Become healthier and fit over the next year. And I've been sick for a couple of years now, and now I'm well enough to finally go back to work. So now I'm going to be starting tomorrow. And the other one was to be in a loving relationship, and I started a relationship about 3 weeks ago. So this is to stay in a loving relationship.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your new job, and congratulations on your new relationship. And I'm affirming, you know, health and wealth for you for 2009.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to share a little bit about your new job?
Well, I'll be working with a housing. I'll be working at a housing complex and property management, and I'll be doing the recertification of the people that live in the complex. And they just had a new computer system did background checks, and so more than 60% of the of the people who live there have now court order back rent to pay, and so I'm going to be the one who's going to be making sure those things are being updated and paid on a regular basis. So, you know, so they went back from 1997 to 2008, and if you worked a full-time job and didn't declare it, then that's what happened. So I'm going to be supporting the people to make sure that, you know, they can stay in their houses by paying what they're supposed to pay.
Wow.
yeah. But I'll be working with my longtime mentor, which is really great, you know. Yeah.
Is that along the line of the work, if you looked at the, you know, the contribution that, you know, you want to be and make in the community, is that work along the lines of that?
No, not necessarily. But I think I can empower the people to, I've been going through foreclosure and as a tenant, and so and helping people from not being evicted. So I figured that I could bring some empowerment to this whole process for the people who live there, you know, and kind of lighten the load and keeping them empowered during this whole process, because I could just imagine what it might have been, you know, when they all had to go to court. So many of them had to go to court and almost lost the co-op, you know, because of it. So for me, it's like an empowering process. Yeah.
Right. Be in a space where you can be a contribution to the people and what they're going through.
And not lose their homes, you know.
Glenn, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
So, did you set any specific goals for 2009?
Yes. The first goal that I set was not to participate in the recession. So that's the first. What did you say?
Say hallelujah. That's great.
So I am committed to not, you know, not having this conversation, not participating in it, not empowering it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm up to doing is to create. The possibility of generating $10,000 a month.
Awesome.
And I am nowhere near that. I'm probably in the about 1,000 to 1,500 a month. And so for me to so what I'm standing in is increasing my cash flow by tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
And you know, that's all biblical. There are like two scriptures. One says, speak those things that are not as if they were.
Mm-hmm.
And the other talks about when God blesses you, it's pressed down, multiplied, and rolling over tenfold. So all of that is doable. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Thank you. One of the things I got real clear from last week in looking at asking it is given,
mm-hmm.
one of the things I got real clear about is that I have to be willing to receive that. And
mm-hmm.
so until I can accept it and receive it, there's no space for it to
yeah.
occur.
Yeah.
So I was a little, I was like, well, do I really want to say this, like, out loud? I'm on the talk show, or, you know, maybe I should just do, like, five. But it's like, you know what, that's what I'm going for, that's what I'm standing for, that's what I'm interested in empowering myself, and that's what I'm going to do.
There you go. I'm going to give you another scripture, too. It's Habakkuk 2, which talks about visioning, you know, which is a lot of the work that we do in the summit is around, you know, people, you know, having their vision for themselves and for the community. And Habakkuk 2:2 talks about making it plain and writing it down. It says on tables, but, you know, that was back in biblical times. Now we have paper pens, computers.
mm-hmm. What's that scripture?
Blackberries, Habakkuk 2:2.
Habakkuk 2:2.
Uh-huh. It says, write the vision down and make it plain upon tables so that everyone can see and read it and understand it. And all of that supports you. It's like, you know, getting everybody else, like when you declare it out loud, it's getting everybody else into alignment with what you want so that they know it and they can support you in it and the universe supports you in it, the whole thing. You know, God, spirit, whatever you believe in, supports you in it. Yeah, so that's really saying something, writing it down. All of those are really important to the whole manifestation process. And you know what occurred for me too, Glenn, while you were speaking is the part of the International Black Summit Declaration that says we listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So 10,000, I'm going to pull that down too.
Right? Exactly. Good.
I'll get on board with you on that one. Was there something else that you wanted to share in terms of your goals?
Well, the other goal that I have is to educate and empower myself and my community around real estate and investments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the other goal for this year, and part of it is going to be done through the talk show that I'll mm-hmm. be doing Tuesday.
Why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about the talk show? Well, before you do that, I would just like to remind our listeners that this is the International Black Summit Talk Show, and if you want to find out more information about the International Black Summit, you can go to our website at www.blacksummit.org. We have an annual event that occurs the first weekend in August, and this year we'll be going to London, England. Really excited about that. Also, we have this year, 2009, as part of the goals for the talk show, expanded the segments that we're providing. So we'll be every month, every Sunday, we have different segments. This one is On Track with Henrietta Byrd, and Ms. Byrd will be joining us a little bit later. And then on the second Sunday, we'll be talking about acknowledgement and celebration with the host of Shakaysha Showers. And the third Sunday is my segment, which is You're Invited to Vision Work. And that show is about people who are working in the community, doing specific projects, realizing their visions in the community through the projects that they're doing. And the fourth Sunday, and Glenn is also the host of the fourth Sunday show, is Men in the Summit. And then we expanded to Tuesday evenings. I'm so excited. So, Glenn, if you could tell us a little bit about the Tuesday night show.
Well, the Tuesday Night Show is going to be the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday of the month. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at creating wealth. I'm calling it the Wealth Club. And I'm going to be inviting every week different people to have conversations around building wealth. And the first week, the 13th, I'm going to have Bill Patterson, a member of Padega Investment Partnership, and Rosemary Blake, who's the current treasurer of Padega as well. And she's going to be talking specifically about managing your money, and Bill's going to be talking about what it is to invest.
Oh, very cool. Can you tell us what PADEG is, what that stands for? Is it an acronym? Or?
Yes, it's actually an acronym for People of African Descent Empowerment Group, and we're actually a partnership, a limited partnership, and we invest in security, stocks and mutual funds, and soon to be real estate.
Awesome.
Good.
That is great. Well, I'm so excited about several things, and one of the goals for the talk show is expansion and covering different areas. We did a survey last year, and our listeners shared with us, you know, the different areas that we were, you know, they were interested in hearing us go into more detail about. Oh, I forgot one. On the fifth Sundays, we'll be talking about the distinctions of the summit with host John Thomas. So we're covering a lot of different areas, and we're expanding, you know, as the demand calls for to do, you know, more things and, you know, really keep the conversation of the summit going through the work that people are doing in the community and how they feel empowered. So that's one of our goals. Our other goals is really to do some transformation for people to realize transformation in their life, you know, like as a conscious thing. You know, so Cindy, you were talking about the new job, how you held that intention, and now that's manifested for you.
Mm-hmm.
To help your new relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what are some of the things that you've done to have the goal of relationship occur for you? What are you doing different this year?
Well, I spent the last year and a half healing from a relationship that ended tragically, and where my ex-boyfriend ended up dying, and it was sudden, and it was just very tragic. And so, I took the year and a half to like heal myself, and I wasn't even open to a relationship until like in the end of November of this year. And then when I decided to open myself to a relationship, it appeared. it didn't just appear. It was waiting for me to open myself to a relationship, and it's just has a pretty strong foundation now.
Mm-hmm.
And what, I don't know, it was more getting myself healed and prepared for the opportunity when the opportunity arose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'd like to acknowledge your caller 312. You're on the air. Not sure if that's Henrietta or someone else. But one of the things that you were sharing, Cindy, about the preparation stage,
mm-hmm.
Both, you know, a lot of times we make goals and, you know, we sometimes we write them down, sometimes we don't, sometimes we talk about them with people. But there, you know, there's this piece that there is work that we have to do, you know. And this, I'm really sorry about the loss of person in your last relationship. But just, you know, going through the process of healing, you know, sometimes it's lessons, whether, let's say, it was a job situation where, you know, you transition from one job to another. There's certain lessons that we get from each relationship and each thing that touches our lives that, you know, moves us on to the, that prepares us in a sense for the next thing that's available for us. And, you know, the work is, like you said, to do that preparation so that we can see what those things are that make us more effective and also make us more successful, you know, in the event, you know, the next job, the next relationship, losing those extra 10 pounds that maybe we weren't able to shed last year, all of those things, the preparation part is really a significant, you know, part of that process.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
So, caller at 312-593, you're on the air. Okay, I guess we have a listener. That's great. The other thing I guess I wanted to us to talk a little bit about are the, you know, kind of what we bring, what we each bring. It was really difficult for me this year to set goals. Like at one point I found myself getting really specific, like I wanted to do something at a specific time because I love structure and I hate structure for myself. And I know that sounds kind of odd, but when I'm in a particular task, you know, I like to be organized about it, but I hate to delegate myself to a schedule. You know, like do this from 9 to 10, do this. So I'm taking that on this year, you know, like to do a particular activity, you know, every day during a certain time. And, you know, part of that is exercise, prayer, and meditation in the morning. And so, of course, here we are four days into the year, and I have procrastinated. I have not gotten up. I said I wanted to do it early, like 6 a.m., and I had an event at my house yesterday where I was acknowledging some sister friends who were really inspirational in my transition from one state to another. And so I stayed up really late preparing. I made gumbo and greens and black-eyed peas and cornbread and all this good food. So I was exhausted, and I didn't get up that early. But I'm really taking on allowing myself to dedicate a particular time frame to do certain things and to make sure that I, you know, give myself, Glenn, you were talking about, you know, just being able to receive what's available by doing certain things. And so I get that when I have quiet time, it's really a great time to listen and hear. I get all these inspirational things. So, you know, this year I'm going to do, every month I want to have some sort of event. So this year, I mean, this month it was the Sister Circle. Next month it's going to be the Black History Social. Also this month I plan to go to the inauguration. So just different things to get myself outside of work. Because I work, it seems like 24/7. I'm always, you know, working and doing things around work. So I really wanted to expand and balance myself in terms of, you know, my social network and And what I found out in acknowledging the ladies who came over was there were different areas. Like one woman had invited me to speak at her school, and I went to speak, and after I spoke, the students all wrote me these great letters, and I got the aspect of myself that's contribution. You know, oh, it was fun. you know, it was outside of my work time, but I was contributing to, you know, the young people, and they were contributing to me. That was, like, so cool, you know, another aspect of myself. And each lady represented a different aspect was this one woman is community. She's the type of person who, no matter where she goes, people, she just absorbs people to her. She's such a caring and loving and giving person. She's always, you know, looking out and bringing in, you know, helping people, and she loves children, you know, bringing things into her space. So that aspect of myself that I saw in her was community, just really being part of the community. And I see the International Black Summit Talk Show as that. It's us reaching out into the community and finding people, really having an opportunity to talk and socialize and network with people who have like mind and like passions around certain visions. And so it's interesting, you know, like there's this term namaste, you know. I guess it's the God in me or the spirit in you sees the spirit in you. Just know,
okay.
You know, yeah, those aspects when I'm interacting with people, how we're alike. And when I look at Obama as our president, I really see how we are alike in so many different areas. And I'm always looking to see that. So this whole thing of expansion, our theme for the International Black Summit this year is totally about expanding the conversation, expanding our lives, expanding how we show up in the community, you know, expanding how I impact everybody that I touch. Yeah. And that piece of the declaration, the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Like when you do that, so much shows up in terms of the universe supporting you and what you want and setting intentions. When you were talking about last week and the book as it is written, go ahead. What is it? As it is.
Yeah. Ask and it is given.
Yeah.
Ask and it is given.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first you have to kind of figure out what it is you want, ask for it, and then it all comes back.
Yeah.
Whole manifestation. Was that it, or there was something else that you were saying? I'm trying to remember what it was. Can you give us a synopsis again of the book?
Of the book. Well, it's that which you just said, but it also has to do with you keeping on track. You know, which is the conversation tonight, in terms of
intention,
the action that you're taking. Is that consistent with your goal, your commitment, your vision?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that the book talks about is that sometimes we get turned around. And so the conversation in the book talks about going from Phoenix to L.A. And if you're not pointed in the right direction, you're not going to travel along the lines. And sometimes what happens is that negative conversation has you going in the wrong direction. So let me speak for myself. So one of the things that I saw is that when I have negative conversations, those are taking me away from my goals. And the opportunity for me is to notice it, check it, and to now put myself back on track and continue down into the direction I'm going by having positive, empowering conversations that are consistent with me achieving my goals.
Got it. So we have the preparation stage that Cindy spoke of. We have the being in action stage around the goal, the tracking, the progress. And not only tracking the progress, I heard you say something else, Lim, which is tracking those things which inhibit us and tracking those things which enhance us.
Correct.
Like knowing what those are for each of us. You made a great example, negative people. there were some things that came up. Last week I was in a service and they talked about pride is one of the things that inhibits us, you know. We don't want, you know, we may have not done what we said. Like I said, I didn't get up and do it, so I was like, oh, my pride might keep me from moving forward instead of saying, okay, acknowledge I didn't do it and do it anyway. Procrastination, just not doing it, is one of the things that might inhibit us. Negative people, like you said, could inhibit it. Hanging around in the wrong places. Not empowering to where we want to go, or not supportive of where we want to go, you know, or hanging around people who are not supportive of what it is we're trying to do. All of those things inhibit us being able to be in action around our goals. Yeah. And there's another piece that just came up for me as we were talking, and that's celebration. Like when we have accomplishments, to celebrate the fact that, oh, wow, you know, I stayed on my meal plan this week. Or I, you know, one day or 2 days out of the week, that was more days than zero.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Really acknowledge ourselves around things that we are doing, you know, to keep ourselves focused.
Yeah, it really is about the structure of fulfillment. You know, what do you have in place to support that in happening? You know, what conversations do you have that provide you feedback, that are an opportunity to share, that are an opportunity to be reflective of what it is that you're up to? All of those things help to keep you on track. You know, those are the things that would have you be on track, keep you on track, kind of like feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you all get the feedback? What are some ways that feedback occurs for you? When you say getting feedback, what do you do to get feedback going?
Well, for me, I'll bounce it off of people who I trust, people who are willing to share what they're up to, that I know that I'm comfortable with, that I trust, that I respect what their insights. And so all of that creates a safe space for me to communicate. The summit is a space for me to be able to clear and to speak and to know that the feedback that I'm getting is consistent with me achieving my goals. PDAG is another outlet for that. And so I have different circles that I can speak into and have a conversation with that will provide me feedback.
What about Cindy?
Feedback? Let me see. I'm not sure. I just finished coaching the self-expression leadership program at Landmark, and I gave a lot of feedback. No, I get a lot, yeah.
But did you receive any from, like, the head coach or from the instructor?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it was towards any of the goals that I named other than my health, because I've been working on my health. And, yeah, so.
Clara?
Yes,
Clara. Glenn?
Hey, I'm Glenn. Yeah.
Hi,
oh, good.
That?
I didn't think you all could hear me.
Oh, hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, excuse me for interrupting. I just was trying to see if you could hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you.
We had a bird.
Yep. I can tell you how I get feedback. I'd like to share.
Yeah, thank you.
How I get feedback sometimes by my irritations. Things that bother me, you know. I look at those things now as that feedback. And it's like kind of feedback from me to me. And I look at the things that bother me, and I look, it kind of directs me to those things that I need to work on. And then after I've, what I call work on them, when I say work on them, I kind of do work around it. Sometimes it's forgiveness work or whatever. I call it transformation work sometimes, forgiveness work. Then you shift happens after that. And then I know it's positive, you know, then I consider it positive feedback. I was listening earlier when you were talking about the, you know, like, I can't remember exactly what it was I was trying to get in, but I was talking about listening for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that, say it again.
That line of the declaration.
Right.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, and on the fourth day of the year, I took it on actually yesterday. I got this book. I was in Office Depot, and you know I was standing in line, and I looked up, and there was the 75% off rack. And on that rack, there was this book, one book, and it was called The Project Planner. So I went over, picked it up, and it was just a real simple book. Every page is the same. It asks for the subject, the description, the date, and the author of the project. And then it asks three questions. What is the big picture? What are your strategies? And what are the roadblocks? And I fell in love with the book. And so last night I decided, okay, it's the third day of the year, and tomorrow you have to be accountable. So what, you know, what good was this book, finding this book, if on the third day? Because I found the book, I think, on New Year's Eve. So I took out the book, and every idea I had, I gave it a page. And I just put it down as the title. And when I got, you know, I didn't always do the big picture, but on some pages I did. But when it got to roadblock, I noticed that I had these pat answers, if you will, excuses. And on some pages I had, you know, just fear. You know, different things like that, procrastination, fear. But at first I put none, like there are no roadblocks. And then I had to go back as I sat in service today and realize that that was just another way for me not to deal with whatever. And I went back and I got specific about the roadblocks that I had for each one of the ideas. And I keyed into them and I put fear. Then I put procrastination. Then I put unworthiness or not thinking I was good enough to be with a certain group of people. You know, I really keyed into those things that those roadblocks that I've had before. And interestingly enough, when I went back and I did that, I was able to there was a freedom that occurred when I got honest or authentic in my speaking to myself. And I went, you know, and I went back and I just keyed into every one of the ideas with what has blocked me, because these are not new ideas. These are ideas I've had before, and got to a point and just stopped. So after that, by time service was over, one of the ideas was to start to do a burning bowl in a suburb about 100 miles outside of Chicago. And when service was over, two people in the audience who live in out there in those cities walked up to me and asked me, what are we going to do this year?
Wow.
Okay, and I mean, that was in a matter of moments. I would say an hour max. And I told them, I said, I want to do a burning bowl. I gave them the date, the time. I said, I just need a place. They said, we'll have it for you by tomorrow evening.
Wow.
Just holding myself accountable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a couple of things that stood out. One, you were saying when you got authentic,
mm-hmm.
honest with yourself, there was a freedom. And then the other thing that you said was, you know, the clarity, like the whole process of just clearing yourself to make your intention, what you were intending,
mm-hmm.
clear. So, you know, you had the big picture, you had your strategy, and then, you know, actually talking or speaking out or thinking out all your roadblocks, it's the fear, you know, all of the stuff, that the excuses. You know, after you got all that out, it's like after you cleared all that out of the way, what showed up was possibility.
Right. Right. Possibility. And I mean, it showed up. It just, and it, and my energy when I was talking to the people was like, we're doing this. You know, we're doing this. And this is the day we're going to do it, and this is, you know, it was just like another person, like a totally different person. And then there was this one other thing that I got today I guess just a lesson or a learning was the speaker was talking about Abraham and his hesitation, his being 75 years old when he was told to leave his country and go somewhere else, and all of the things that would occur if he did this. And of course he was hesitant because of his age, and he was hesitant whatever, but he went. And of course the world opened up for him. The part of that story that I keyed into today was the fact that he took his nephew with him. And the speaker was saying how wherever you go, there's always someone who will go with you.
Mm.
And as much as you love for people to go with you, sometimes the people who go with you are not on the page, you know, at the same level that you're on, because they haven't been given the assignment. They're just kind of going along for the ride. They know that when you succeed, they succeed, okay? And those things he related to, he called them relative thoughts that are there, and sometimes they're negative, and sometimes you don't even know that they're there. But they just kind of go wherever you go, and you're wondering, how come you're not getting anywhere? And those thoughts and those feelings are just kind of lurking around. And so in the story, he says, it wasn't until Abraham separated himself from Lot that he was able to hear what God was asking him to do.
Mm-hmm.
That it took the separation from his relative or his, that thought, you know, because it's metaphysics. So, you know, just from that comfort, that having this person with you all of the time, and it's not a person so much as it is that thought, like I had, you know, like I wrote, you know, it's very comfortable for me to say there are no roadblocks, meaning, you know, in reality there are no roadblocks, but what, you know, what does hinder you is really the question, you know. And so once you admit that it's there, then you can kind of do away with it. And once you do away with it, then it leaves the void to be filled by something positive. And so I thought that was a great, you know, that was a great lesson to have to move forward.
Mm-hmm. And you said something else, which was to honor your calling.
Mm-hmm.
Your calling is for you. Everyone has
for
their
you.
Own
That's right.
Calling. And as much as we want other people to join us on the journey, what there is for us to do is what's for us to do. And
yeah.
There will be support there. Like there's two sides.
Always.
Mm-hmm. All, like you said, once you got clear about it, the support showed up. And
immediately.
Like,
right.
Right. Yeah, that's fabulous. I like that.
Yep.
Earlier, too, we were talking about that whole idea of separating from other people. And I called it not hanging in the right crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Not being in the right place. Because when you're in the right place, everything flows. You know, it's easy.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. And you called it freedom. It's a sense of, you know, when I hear that word freedom, I think of a sense of ease. It's like it's easy. It shows up. You know, Cindy was talking earlier about her job and her relationship. And we've gone through a lot of different spaces, you know, like the whole in manifesting the goals, the preparation, you know, clearing yourself, being in action, tracking your progress, acknowledging yourself, having those structures of support around you, you know, getting feedback, you know, sharing, asking for circles of support. You brought up things that bother you,
mm-hmm.
kind of issue, that whole project management book, the big picture, the strategies, the roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then keeping it simple, you know, keeping it simple and resetting the clock. You know, like in,
mm-hmm.
we pick that certain time, you know, January, December 31st, to where we allow ourselves to reset the clock.
Right,
that's
right.
Like, yeah, being present.
Yeah.
It's about setting the clock moment to moment.
Yeah.
So it could be day to day, but it could actually be moment to moment. We could give
that's
ourselves
right.
to reset our clock and start anew.
And start anew. Right. I heard you mention meal plans, and that's one of the things that I've learned over the last year, because last year I did that. I started a new meal plan that has really, really worked for me, but the key was on those days where I decided not to follow it, just make sure it was just that day and not say, okay, I didn't do it today, so I'm off of it. No, you just didn't do it that day and reset it the next day. You know, reset the clock the next day and get back to where, or, you know, or move forward, I should say, in the way you really want to do it. And that way, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not a big deal.
I totally agree with you. And it's that permission gives so much room.
Mm-hmm.
So just saying, hey, I can start over tomorrow. I can do it. I don't have to start over. I can do it differently tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it 5 years from now. And
yeah, it takes away all that judgment that you have around.
That's right.
You know what didn't occur, the past.
Right.
Because all it is a reaction to the past.
Yes.
That's a really good point, Glenn. And we talk about being present, you know, constantly bringing ourselves present. So we could actually release a whole lot of baggage if we could just be present, just like let go.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, it brings us back to the whole theme of tonight, being on track.
Mm-hmm.
Being on track is really about being present.
That's right. That
is moment,
right.
In the moment.
Right. Yeah.
Because only in the moment can you determine what's going to occur. And whatever happened in the past was either on track or off track, and in this moment I get to choose on track or not, but
mm-hmm.
it's a choice.
Right. And it's my choice, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's my choice. Yeah, what, another, you know how we always have these sayings at the beginning of each year. And so the saying that I heard today was, abundance is mine in 2009. And so the gentleman said, and, you know, we have these every year. We come up with something. He said, but the second part of it is, and I intend to make sure that that is not just a rhyme. Abundance is mine in 2009. I intend to make sure that that's not just a rhyme, so that it keeps you on track. Abundance is mine, and you stay on track with it.
Like naming it, what is that? Name it and claim it.
Mm-hmm.
And claim it.
Yeah.
That's mine. Henrietta, you always have great rhymes. Are you a poet? You have this whole poet about you.
Closet. I'm a closet poet.
The most fascinating statement. Like, and they always rhyme. I was like, okay, just before you. Easy.
Yeah. This is international.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that this is the International Black Summit Talk Show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm really, really excited for 2009.
I am too.
You know, as we expand and we grow, our goal this conversation and to reach as many people as possible.
Really, okay.
The vision is for themselves, you know, because that's very empowering. Everything has to start with self, and then it generates out into the community, and then from there it generates out into the world. And that's
mm-hmm.
a very place to stand. And we're inviting everyone to join us in London the first weekend in August 2009. As we have our gathering of people from all over the world. But you don't have to wait till August. You can join us each Sunday here on the talk show. The first Sunday with Miss Henrietta. Henrietta, you want to talk a little bit more about On Track in your show?
Okay, On Track is just what we do monthly. We're going to do this monthly where we just bring it to the table, you know, and talk about things that, you know, what our intentions are and how we're doing with them, and if there's anything that we can do to assist anyone in getting them back to the track that they were on, we want to do that. You know, someone just wants to call and share, and because sometimes in the sharing they can find their own way back on track. So it's just, you know, where we take on our own personal accountabilities. And we're going to do that on the first Sunday every month this year.
Very cool. I think it's a great space. I'm glad that you are, you know, providing the space for people to call in and share and, you know, not necessarily for accountability, but just a place of support. And, place of support and to continue to be present.
Right.
The what did you say? The possibility of
unpredictable results. Just to realize those unpredictable results. You know, those in taking our intentions to reality or manifestation
mm-hmm.
of our intention. You know, and just blow ourselves away with who we are. And how powerful we are and can be.
True that. We have about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else anyone would like to share? Cindy or John? Henrietta?
Well, I just want to just underline just a couple of things that have taken place that are just really pretty awesome. We started off the conversation with looking at planning and actually setting up the time and the preparation, do the prep work to strategize and get clear what it is that we want to effect.
Yeah.
And then we did the clearing and looked at the action and looked at the thoughts and looked at the things that would be consistent with producing that result. We made declarations. We created goals for ourselves. And then we looked at keeping ourselves on track and having the action consistent with that goal and providing feedback through others and through ourselves in terms of keeping us going. So, you know, when you look at it, there's a whole series of things that we've talked about tonight around keeping ourselves on track.
Great. And the last thing is you can always start over. Like the whole
right.
idea of being present is just, what
yeah.
did you say, being our reaction to the past is what keeps us or what blocks us.
Mm-hmm.
We can re-spot, make every day New Year's Day.
Okay.
Yeah, start again.
So I'm writing that down on my roadblocks, reaction to the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Glenn, you said it really eloquently.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Oh, you
the
mean the last one?
Yeah, the reaction to the past is what I wrote.
Well, the reaction to the thing is that the past is the past, whether good, bad, and ugly. And we have in this moment to choose. We have an opportunity to choose consistent with our goals, our vision, et cetera.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you close us out, please? We have about 1 minute. We have about 1 minute left. Can you close us out?
Henrietta, did you say?
Yes,
ma'am.
Oh, okay. I would just say to that reaction to the past and all of those excuses that we have and those fears and whatever, I would say do a burning bowl, write them on a piece of paper and put them in an ashtray and burn them up and burn them up and let them go and choose not to bring them back.
Mm. Mm. Got it. Oh, and I have a good one to add too. If you have an idea or a seed, you know, just plant it. When you put a seed in the dirt, don't keep digging it up.
Right.
Just digging it
That's
up, looking
right.
at it.
Right,
it up.
Right, right.
Grow. So
yeah.
Attention, do the things, water it, put fertilizer on it. Keep it going.
Right.
Dig it up.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Excellent.
Say again? I didn't hear you.
That's excellent. Everybody have a happy New Year, right?
Yeah, happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, daily. Wow,
yeah.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. We're not live on air anymore, so if there's anything else you want to share, you're welcome to do that, because we are still recording, but we're just not live.
Okay. Great. I'm complete. I'm complete.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I'm complete. Thank you.
Great. Well, happy new you, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.